You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
All things are possible, this is His word. Receive it, it is written for you. Believe in His promises, God can. For what He has said, He will do. Nothing is impossible when you put your trust in God. Nothing is impossible.
Welcome to Living the Abundant Life program. This is your host, Rachel McLean. Please join us at 201 Southwest Flagler Avenue, Stuart at 9:30 a.m. each Sunday morning. Call 772-220-0602 for more information about men's prayer, ladies' prayer, and midweek Bible studies. Watch our live stream at AbundantLifeStuart.com on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Our mailing address is Abundant Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1349, Stuart, Florida 34995. Join us as we go to a pre-recorded service with Pastor Jonathan McLean.
Hello, friends. This is Pastor Jonathan McLean. I want to thank you for joining us today. We have now been on the air a little more than a year, and we are so glad that you choose to join us week to week. The message today is part three, taken from June the 20th, Father's Day. I trust that the message will be a blessing to you and that you will be touched by the wonderful working power of the Holy Spirit. May the Lord bless you as we now go to the message.
1 Psalm 105, looking at verse 17, 18, and following. This is sort of a review of the history of Israel, and so as it's being given here in this psalm, then he sent someone to Egypt ahead of them. Joseph. Let me remember the story. Remember the story? God sent him ahead of them. And he was sold as a slave, right? They're in prison. Now, this is something that, for some reason, I didn't really grasp until this time I'm reading this psalm. I never thought about this. I mean, I kind of saw him in prison as immediately rising to the top and, you know, he's in prison, but he's like the turnkey. He has access to the whole facility, and he's in and out of the kitchen. He can fix for himself what he wants, and he can kind of do what he wants to. You know, I'm kind of thinking that until I read this, and it really grabbed me. They're in prison. They bruised his feet with fetters. I never thought about him being in chains, being restricted in this way. And they placed... New Living Translation puts it this way. They placed his neck in an iron collar. Ouch. This is a righteous man. Like Paul and Silas, right? They're in prison. They're singing at midnight. And God has a plan to reach the prison. Here's Joseph. This was not an easy time in his life. But then it says, until the time. There was a time in Joseph's life where everything changes. Everything. Why does that matter this morning? Because I believe it is a now time for fathers and men to seize the plans and purposes of God and rise up and fulfill our calling in Jesus' name. Well, I'm just a prisoner, you know. I'm down here, I've been mistreated. I'm not getting what I deserve. I don't deserve any of this stuff. You know, I always put the tops on bottles. You know, years ago I saw a movie like that where somebody, that was their job, putting tops on bottles, checking them. But what if right now is a now time? What if this Father's Day, dads, is a day of honesty, truth, reckoning, maybe repentance, and maybe restoration? Why not? Why not? Maybe none of you fathers needed to forgive your dad. Boy, I sure needed to. I needed to. Maybe some of you as fathers need to forgive yourself and let the love of God be released through your life in a fresh and new way. Joseph, until the time came to fulfill his word, the Lord tested Joseph's character. You had your character tested? Then Joseph sent for him, or Pharaoh sent for him, for Joseph, and set him free. The ruler of the nation opened his prison doors, and Joseph was put in charge of all the king's household. He became ruler over all the king's possessions. Men, Joseph was not the last Joseph. Joseph is not the last man that God said, now is the time. Now is the time. Okay? I want to point something else out to you. I want you to go with me to chapter 6. Chapter 6. Psalm 106, I'm sorry. Psalm 106, and I want you to look at verse 23. So he declared he would destroy them, but Moses, this is God saying about a whole nation, God declared he's going to destroy them, but Moses, his chosen one, stepped between the Lord and the people, and he begged him to turn from his anger and not destroy them. What happened? This is intercession. Guys, intercession is not just for our wives. Prayer and intercession and fasting, it's not just for the ladies in the church. Men, if you have no experience at this, I'm going to challenge you this morning. Why not become a man of God who is an intercessor for your family? Who's an intercessor for your city and your church and our nation right now? Men, why not do what Moses did and say, maybe I'm not going to be the leader of the whole land. Maybe I'm not going to lead a whole group of people, but I can certainly pray and I can call forth the anointing of God to come into my family and come into my city and come into my church and come into my generation. And then in these two Psalms, there's one other. There's Phinehas. Down in verse 30. See it there? Psalm 106, verse 30. Phinehas, he had the courage to step in when the plague, remember the plague, was spreading. Thousands are dying because of the immorality that's taking place in the camp. Phinehas has the courage to take a stand, and we see him taking a spear, and it's a grotesque account, but ramming a spear through a man and a woman who are breaking all of God's laws and bringing the judgment of God upon the nation. And Phinehas, God looked at him and saw a man of zeal that said, I'm not going to negotiate with evil, even if it pampers my flesh. That's what Phinehas was saying. Phinehas was saying, I'm not going to compromise God's word and his law simply because it feels good. I'm not going to change the message simply because everybody's doing it. I'm not going to enter in to the party in Sodom. I'm going to stand on the truth of God's word. And so I see a Joseph who says, I can wait until God's time. I can wait. God's at work in my life. I can wait a little longer. God, if you want me to wait a little longer, that's okay. And then I see a Moses that says, God, don't destroy my family, my generation. God, have mercy on this people that are here. And he stepped between God and the people, and God heard him, and his people were saved. And I see a Phineas. We need Phineas to stand up in the church today and say, we're not going to compromise the pulpit. We're not going to compromise the word of God. We're not going to compromise the truth. We're not going to water it down. We're not going to come up with a new gospel. We're not going to bring the world into the kingdom. The kingdom of God is a place where God is to dwell, and the presence of God is to fill his people. It's a place where we should be changed and transformed by the glory of God. It's a place where we come to meet God, and God comes to dwell within us. Men, I charge you to be godly men. Young men, I charge you to be godly young men. Fathers, I charge you to be leaders, because every father is called to lead. Every father is called to lead. Like the ushers to distribute the communion elements, we're going to break bread together this morning. And I pray that today would not be like just any day, but today would be a day when we as men would say, yep, there may be some things in my past, some things in my relationships, some things in my house that need to be addressed. There may be some areas in my life that I need to just say, God, how am I to handle this? What do you want me to do? What does your word instruct me to do? Some of us as men may need to, we may need to go to our children and we may need to apologize. Some of us as men, we may need to go to our wives and apologize. Some of us as men, we may need to speak out to other brothers and say, pray for me. I need to be accountable. I need you to stand with me. I'm making a choice to stand up as a man of God. I'm making a choice to be a leader in my family. I'm making a choice to be a leader in my church, a leader in my generation. I'm making a choice to trust in God. I'm making a choice to believe God for my generation to be saved. And I don't know if we have an hour left, a year left, 10 years. I don't know how much time before Jesus responds to the word of the Father when the Father says, it's time. Let's blow that trumpet. It's time. I know Revelation says, time is short. And the Lord says, I'm coming soon. Church, that's all I can tell you this morning. Fathers, that's all I can tell you. Time is short. Eternity is forever. And Jesus said he's coming soon. Those of you who are watching, all I can say to you is that eternity is forever. Hell is forever. Heaven is forever. All I can say is whatever embarrassment of the moment that may result in us breaking free. Maybe you're at a point where Peter went out, he wept bitterly, and He came back a new man. And after Pentecost, he's fully empowered. I believe some of us as men, we just need to say, I've been full of baloney instead of full of God's power. I need to go out and repent. I just need to get alone with God. And if you need to do that, men, fathers, if you need to do that, young man, find a place, get alone with God, pour your heart out, and come to the Father's house. You'll find forgiveness. You'll find reconciliation, and you will find restoration. It's not too late to believe that God's going to rebuild your family. It's not too late to believe that God can heal a marriage, that God can heal a father and son relationship, that God can heal a father and daughter relationship. Some of you as fathers, you need to write letters. You need to send letters maybe to someone. Maybe you have a child that won't talk to you. And maybe you need to send a letter to them. And maybe you need to just open up your heart with tears and cry out and spill everything that's in your heart and ask for God to bring healing and restoration to your family and maybe to a daughter or son's heart. Whatever the Holy Spirit is speaking into your life, remember this, that love covers a multitude of sin. Fear hides sin. Unbelief will hide sin. Rebellion will hide sin. But the love of God covers a multitude of sin. The love of God. You've been hurt. You've been wounded. You've been used. You've been abused, man or woman, young or old. Your life has been scuffed up and scarred up. Let me call you to the God who forgives you. Allow the grace of God to release that through your life. Receive His forgiveness. Be healed now in Jesus' name. No longer carry that scar and that scuff and that demonic oppression. Be free in Jesus' name. Life is too short to carry yesterday's burdens. And life is too good. The life that Jesus gives is too good to never experience the joy of it because you're looking back. I believe someone that's going to watch this, you need to just let go of the past right now in Jesus' name. Maybe you were beat up. Maybe your father abused you. Maybe he got up and preached on a Sunday morning. Maybe you were in a pastor's house. Maybe you grew up in a church where there was abuse. I don't know what you dealt with, but whatever you dealt with, I call you to the cross of Jesus Christ. Repent of your sins and forgive others that you might be healed and whole. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You sense the Holy Spirit's at work. Father, to the best of my ability, I opened my mouth and said, fill it this morning. Father, I believe that you want to. I want you to give some. I believe you want to give some families a father, a healed father. Doesn't have to rely on drugs and alcohol, immorality. Doesn't have to chase lost dreams. Father, I believe you're giving some families back a man of God, a leader in their house. The Word says, we confess our sins. He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And I pray in Jesus' name. Pray in Jesus' name. If you're watching this morning, you're in this room this morning, and God is speaking into your life in some kind of a way, I pray that you would say yes to God and receive the wonderful gift He has. The night that Jesus was to be betrayed, he took the bread and he lifted it. He blessed it. Then he gave it to his disciples, and Jesus knew what Peter would do, and Jesus knew what Peter would become. He'd become a mighty leader. Listen, in your home, you can take communion too. You can go get some bread and get some grape juice and just receive communion, receive life with us this morning. I want you to just know that the body of Christ is given for broken people, for sinners, for hurting families. The body of Christ was given so that we could be forgiven and we could be free and we could be healed. Father, I ask that you just bless this provision that Christ has given us, his body and this bread. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we receive in Jesus' name. Let's receive. Father, I know that some people say that Christianity is a bloody religion. And some have said, I'll have nothing to do with that. But I would sing as a songwriter, what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And I understand the great escape. I understand the great substitution took place when you were on that cross and you said, it is finished. You took my place and our place that we might have life, have it abundant. So, Father, we want to ask you to bless this cup of the new covenant of life. Represents the blood of Jesus. This is, as Jesus said, he said, this is my blood that's given for you. He had the fruit of the vine in his cup too, like we have this morning. But it wasn't what was in that cup. It was what had been in the veins of Jesus, the Son of God, who is going to give his life. He gave his life, and today that blood is on the mercy seat for us. So if you haven't yet prayed that prayer before you drink of this cup, pray that prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe that you died for the sins of the world. I am a sinner, and I need a Savior. Come into my life. Forgive me of my sin. Be Lord of my life. I surrender to you. Fill me with your wonderful Holy Spirit and power. Make me to be the Father that you desire me to be, Lord. Make me to be the man, the young man. Make me to be the mother. Make me to be the woman. Make me to be the young woman that you have called me to be, God. I surrender my life to you in Jesus' name. Let's receive. Amen. Like our elders come forward, be available for prayer for anybody who would like to pray. I want to thank you all for being so attentive this morning. I want to thank you for having a hunger for the Word of God. You know, I think every time I sit down and I watch a movie and I think, you know, I hate commercials. And occasionally there's something like yesterday, there was a cooking show that we were watching a bit of. And how time can fly by. You ever thought about how time can fly by when you're watching TV? Who do you think the timekeeper is in the house of God? How many times has the enemy come and said, you've got to do this and you've got to do that and you've got to run here and you've got to run there And could I just remind you, you're going to live forever without a clock? And I believe that you should pray for me, and we should pray for one another, that we don't find it difficult to enjoy being in God's presence and in His house. Amen? Amen. Amen.
If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you can do so today. Please pray this simple prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I believe that you are Christ, the Son of the living God, that you died for my sins. I am a sinner. I need a Savior. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and be Lord of my life today. I ask this all in Jesus' name, and fill me with your wonderful Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been listening to Living the Abundant Life with Pastor Jonathan McLean, coming to you from Abundant Life Assembly of God Church. This program is aired each Sunday, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. If you would like to be a partner with us in support of this ministry, you may do so by going to AbundantLifeStewart.com. Please send all correspondence to Abundant Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1349, Stewart, Florida 34995. Jesus said, "I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly."
Nothing is impossible.